living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 8 of the NFL season kicked off in Los Angeles, but the Chargers made easy work of the Vikings, 37-10. Justin Herbert tossed three touchdowns in the victory. Second year back, Kamani Vidal found the end zone and racked up 117 yards on the ground to help LA keep pace with the Broncos and Chiefs in the AFC West. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, Jaden Daniels did not practice on Thursday and will not play Monday night against the Chiefs per head coach Dan Quinn. In Tennessee, the Titans placed LeJarius Sneed on injured reserve Thursday, sidelining the star cornerback for at least the next four games. Sneed suffered a quad injury in the third quarter of Tennessee's 31-13 loss to the New England Patriots in Week 7. Better news for a pair of starting quarterbacks trying to get back into the win column. Both Jackson Dart and Tua Tagovailoa were full participants during their respective practices on Thursday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 24th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Central Coast business owner announces candidacy for County Clerk Recorder. Paso Robles School Board holding special meeting tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog early, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Auto Pond in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Vice President and owner of Enhance Wood Renewal Incorporated, Vanessa Rosso, has announced her candidacy for the County Clerk Recorder June 22, 2026 election. Rosso says her campaign is centered on a commitment to compassionate competence, administrative excellence, and ensuring trust and accessibility for every resident. Her campaign release says this is a commitment to continuously maintaining accurate voter rolls, leading an office that operates with unwavering integrity and fostering confidence in the election process. The release also says her career seamlessly blends private sector leadership with profound community involvement to prepare her for this role. For more information on Rosso's campaign, you can go to VanessaRosso.SlowClerkRecorder.com. Pass Rebel School Board discussing student data in a special meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Paso Robles School Board will be holding a special meeting tomorrow, October 25th at 8:30 a.m. in the district boardroom. There will be no closed session and no online broadcast for this meeting. There is only one agenda item, and it is a board workshop to discuss student data. As this is a special meeting, public comments are only allowed for agendized items. Come celebrate the 13th annual Bewitching Morro Bay Witches and Warlocks paddle this Saturday, the 25th. The event starts at noon, and participants will meet at Coleman Park, located at the north end of Embarcadero. Witches and Warlocks will then take to the waters of Morro Bay against the backdrop of Morro Rock and may be joined by sea otters, sea lions, and perhaps even a humpback whale. Last year's Witches paddle brought in over 400 attendees. For more information, you can visit morrobay.org. The Central Coast Zubu is returning this weekend, tonight and the 25th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This Halloween event is fit for all ages, with a spooktacular evening in store at the Central Coast Zoo. Guests can expect Halloween decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games and activities, a haunted maze, and entertainment. Friday evening will feature DJ Andy Morris, and Saturday will feature DJ Medina Light Show Designs. Plus, there will be a costume contest for prizes, one for children and one for families. Please make sure all costumes are appropriate for small children, and no masks are allowed for adults. For tickets, you can go to visitatascadero.com. Templeton Founders Day will return Saturday, November 1st, at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. On display will be antique vehicles from the Historical Museum and from a local Model A and Model T club. Here's Lori Brooks and Steve Vise of the Historical Museum on that.
Those vehicles will be presented, as well as the local Model A Club and Model T Club and J.B. Dewar's tractors.
And also, if people want to come and drive in their old vehicles, they can park anywhere on Main Street, and people can enjoy the local folks in their antique cars and trucks as well.
Yeah, bring your collector car, your antique car, and show it off. It's kind of like a free-for-all car show.
And one of Founders Day's most popular games is the cakewalk.
Oh, you have to try the cakewalk. It is so much fun. A cakewalk is where we have a variety of cakes and cookies and things, and then we play a little music, kind of do sort of a musical chairs, and then whoever lands on the magic square gets the cake of their choice. So that's a lot of fun as well. And there'll be some games and things out there as also.
Other activities include a blacksmith pounding demonstration, the Salinan tribe providing their history, and hit and miss machinery in operation. Founders Day also adds something new every year. One for this year is a train building station.
For the little guys, a train building station where they can actually put together a wooden train in a variety of configurations. And that'll be out there for the young and the old.
Founders Day is again Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Templeton Historical Museum. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Blue Jays is tonight. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats will host Mission Prep. Atascadero will host Morro Bay. The Eagles will take on Nipomo in a home game, and San Luis Obispo will face Santa Ynez. In the NFL, the Chargers beat the Vikings 37-10. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Giants against the Eagles, the Cowboys versus the Broncos, and finally the Packers and Steelers. Also on Sunday, the 49ers will face the Texans. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. President Trump says calls from friends in a conversation with San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie compelled him to call off the sending of National Guard troops to the area.
And they said, we're working really, really hard with the mayor, and we're making progress. Would it be possible for you to hold off the surge? And I had four or five calls, and I think they're making progress.
The driver of a tractor-trailer who crashed into slow traffic on the 10 freeway near L.A., killing three people, already facing manslaughter and DUI charges, now at the center of a debate over immigration. 21-year-old Jashanpreet Singh of India had a valid commercial driver's license but was in the country illegally. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
These tragedies are following a disturbing pattern of these criminal illegal aliens being issued commercial vehicle licenses.
Florida's Attorney General asking the Supreme Court to prevent states like California from issuing licenses to drivers who aren't here legally. Dodgers, four wins away from their second straight championship, World Series opening tonight in Toronto. Jeff Scott, California News.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We provide weekly pool and spa maintenance to keep your water crystal clear. We are pool and spa professionals, so we are able to do any repairs you might need. Stop by the shop anytime for a free water analysis or just ask a question from your local pool and spa experts. Paso Pool and Spa Supply is in the Albertson Shopping Center by the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With Halloween season in full swing, Californians are once again headed to pumpkin patches, not just to pick pumpkins, but to also experience a variety of seasonal activities that local farms provide. California farms continue to embrace agritourism to diversify their income and engage with consumers. Overall, I've seen increasing interest from farmers in offering agritourism, not specifically pumpkin patches, but all types of opportunities for the public to come onto the farm, said Rachel Callahan, University of California statewide agritourism coordinator. In San Joaquin County, farmer James Chinchilio has run a U-Pick cherry orchard since 2019. This year, he expanded his agritourism offerings with a pumpkin patch, corn maze, and farm tours. I'm very happy with the experiences that we've created for people, he said. Quote, in my judgment, those people are going to go back and communicate how much joy they had, and this will only grow. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds and fog this morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday next week. Mid-70s Sunday and Monday, low 80s Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying on cooler-than-expected inflation numbers for September. All three major averages could close at records today after jumping to fresh highs early in the session. Both the CPI and core CPI rose 3% in the year ending in September. The core annual reading declined from August. Social Security will be giving recipients a 2.8% increase next year based on the Consumer Price Index report released today. The cost of living increase follows this year's 2.5%, the smallest in 4 years. A White House official tells FBN's Edward Lawrence that for the first time in history, the inflation report next month probably will not come out because of the government shutdown. Consumer sentiment measured by the University of Michigan improved late this month to a reading of 55. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clarity. clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Valley Fresh Meats in Atascadero is opened, and if you're looking for some work, they're hiring. So you can check out a new career as a grocery clerk, or if you have culinary skills, go to valleyfreshmarkets.com, click on a careers at Atascadero to apply. It is that simple.
Are you curious what your valuables are worth? Plan to go to Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry November 11th through the 13th. For the estate buying event, speak with the specialists who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. They will be buying gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins and currency, artwork, antiques, military memorabilia, and more. Get paid for your unused valuables. For more info, call Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry at 805-238-2231 or visit bellajewel.com.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The Civil War resulted in a lot of inhumanity to fellow man beyond the normal tragedies of war. The subject of today's story is said to have been one of the bloodiest. The Anderson family resided in Jefferson County, Missouri. Although farmers, the Anderson men had a tendency to augment their income with armed robbery. In 1862, Confederate Quantrell raided the town where the Andersons lived. As a result, Union troops came to the area and two of the Anderson men were hanged as Confederate sympathizers. This angered the 25-year-old Bill Anderson to the point he joined Quantrell's raiders. Bill Anderson's three sisters were arrested for being spies, and while in prison, the building collapsed, killing one of them. This pushed Bill Anderson over the edge. Any civility he had was gone, to the point people started calling him Bloody Bill Anderson. At the massacre of Lawrence, Kansas, the men under his command supposedly killed more people than anyone else. At a raid in Centralia, Missouri, he was responsible for prisoners being stripped and shot. October 27, 1864, a year and a half after he joined Quantrell, he was shot and killed by Union soldiers. A silk scarf reportedly was found with 53 knots in it. Supposedly, the scarf belonged to the sister who was killed in the collapse of the jail, and each knot represented a person killed. There were other reports that someone else was riding Bloody Bill's horse, and he was shot instead. And Bloody Bill, realizing this was a good opportunity to get the bloodhounds off his back, went to Texas and then to Oklahoma. I'm sure he met up with Jesse James, Billy the Kid, and Butch Cassidy, who also supposedly had someone die in their place. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association and Central Coast Hispanic Business Association present Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the downtown city park. The celebration includes educational and children's activities, food, dance, music, vendors, and more. Paso Robles Dia de los Muertos this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. Tackins is celebrating their 88th anniversary with a store-wide sale through October. Save 20% on all work boots from Wolverine, Workzone, and Timberland. 20% off all men's and women's casual comfort shoes from Clarks. Save 20% on all Emu Australia, the original Australian sheepskin boot and slipper. Plus slippers and cold weather boots up to 50% off during the giant 88th anniversary sale through October at Tackins. 8th and Spring in Paso and 668 Marsh Street in Slo. Tackins Shoes, family owned and operated since 1937.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood right in the middle of the golf course.
Sure, you can grocery shop anywhere, but why settle for ordinary when Valley Fresh Market raises the freshness bar? Hey, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market, now open in Atascadero. It's been a long time coming, but we're here open for business in Slo County. Here's just some of the items we make fresh from scratch every day, like our fresh roasted coffee and juice bar. In our bakery, we have fresh pastries, pies, and fresh sourdough made daily. In our meat department, we're bringing you Creekstone beef, Seaborg pork, and Mary's fresh chicken, grown right here in California. We carry fresh seafood from the Central Coast fisheries every day. In our produce department, We bring you everything we can, grown locally at its peak of freshness, organic and conventional produce. We are Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. The freshest food from local people. Who does that? We do. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real, off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Vice President and owner of Enhanced Wood Renewal Incorporated, Vanessa Rosso, has announced her candidacy for the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder June 2nd, 2026 election. Rosso says her campaign is centered on a commitment to compassionate competence, administrative excellence, and ensuring trust and accessibility for every resident. Templeton Founders Day will return Saturday, November 1st at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. More narco terrorists eliminated.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the military has struck and destroyed yet another vessel transporting narcotics in the Caribbean. The secretary says the vessel was operated by Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang designated as a terrorist organization.
Fox's Evan Brown. Secretary Hegseth says six people were killed. At least 46 alleged drug cartel members have now been killed in military strikes. Inflation inching up.
The consumer price index rose 0.3% from August to September. That's an improvement from the previous month. For the year ending in September, both the CPI and core CPI, excluding food and energy, increased 3%, which is weaker than anticipated.
Fox's Jenny Casaldo. White House says the shutdown will likely prevent the release of inflation data next month. First time that's ever happened. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch a Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
The Creston Holiday Craft Fair is Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Creston Community Church. If you'd like to sell your wares, vendor spots are just $40 per space and include lunch. Money goes to support Operation Christmas Child. The Creston Holiday Craft Fair, November 15th. Vendors, please call before November 5th to secure a spot. 805-878-8571. 805-878-8571.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Morning clouds giving way to sunshine on your Friday afternoon with highs expected in the low 80s. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, mid 70s with some clouds on Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s sunny on Monday, low 80s Tuesday, Wednesday low 80s, same Thursday, and what the heck, a week from today as well. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down. 7:18 a.m., 6:17 p.m., we are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. Remember, you'll love the Mulgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Boy, when you need a plumber, you need them right away, don't you? Well, 24/7. Give them a call. All right, 238-5775. You can text that number as well, 238-KPRL, as we are on the backstretch and headed for home on this Friday edition.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here on the text. The fact that you complain about government overreach and yet support Trump is beyond hypocrisy. Well, the assumption is that I agree and support with everything Donald Trump does, which is not true. So pretense of knowledge where knowledge is none is fraudulent. So it's not hypocrisy, but assuming that is stupidity. So, but thank you for the text. Always appreciate it. Morning, Kevin. Like I always said, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I like that saying, but in today's and maybe California, I don't know if I'd want to be judged by 12. Chris.
I don't know what they're implying, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, that means you'd rather be judged by a jury. And in the case we were talking last hour about somebody coming on your property and you feel fear and so forth, and you do something and you end up getting arrested and being judged by 12, as opposed to maybe perhaps saving your life or your family's life. But my question is, would you trust a jury of your peers?
Over what?
Well, that's a good question.
I guess it is, but I guess in a vacuum, I mean, yeah, I would.
Okay. All right.
Simple as that.
I don't know. I've gone back and forth on this for years. I just don't, I'm not sure. Maybe depending on the degree of severity regarding. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, men. I have one quick comment to make. You'll notice that you adults that are going to go to the zoo extravaganza cannot wear masks. And we just went through 2 years where they wouldn't let you in the zoo without a mask. That's government. And that all happened overnight. Mask, no mask, mask, no mask. And here we are. Now you can't wear a mask to a Halloween celebration at the zoo. That's what I heard this morning when Chris announced it. And where does it stop? That's my observation.
Well, you know, maybe it's too easy, Cody. I think it stops when people say, you know what, we've had enough. We're not going to do whatever it may be. We're tired of it.
I think it's getting there. And I hope so, because we're Americans. We are different than the rest of the world. That's why everybody around the world wants to come here. And people here, there are people here who want to destroy it. I don't understand that. I'm like you. I like the best. Of course, I refuse to root for a foreign country to win the World Series. Sorry. I can't do it. And I have grand difficulty now because I'm basically without a team, because I almost refuse with the same vigilance to root for the Dodgers ever. So I'm just kind of going to watch the World Series, and it won't be quite the same.
Well, you know, just think, though.
It'll be good baseball.
There's only two teams, so the rest of the country that don't have a vested interest in either of the teams, they have to endure the same thing.
That's correct.
I just want to watch good baseball. That's what I want.
Yes, above all. And I think I have during these playoffs. There's been some really good baseball.
No, it's been amazing to watch. And when they say that, you know, this time of the year, these guys rise to the occasion, and it's true. They just put it into a second gear. And, you know, the grind of the regular season, of what these players go through, is amazing. And I know, but, well, you know, they get paid a lot of money. Yeah, they get paid a lot of money because somebody's willing to give them that money. However, they go out there every day, and they are playing against the best in the world. How many of us on a daily basis go out and compete against the best in the world?
We don't.
No.
Not very often.
I mean, we have competition. We have these things, etc. We go up against, you know, business, all that kind of stuff. But to go up against the best of the world every single day and to do it in public.
That's true. There's no question about that. And what's happening this year, as I see it throughout these playoffs, there's a bunch of players that they've brought up for the playoffs when they can expand their roster. And it gives new guys a chance, like our local guy here. And there'll be more from here. Believe it or not, there's a pretty decent baseball program here. Of course, it's not as good as other places, but it's pretty good nonetheless.
Yeah, Paso has produced a lot of pretty good baseball players over the years.
Yes, no question about it. Well, have a good weekend, but by all means, do not wear your mask to the zoo. You won't be let in. We'll talk soon.
238-577-5238-KPRL. On the email, taxes. The government will first obtain your... Okay, let me go back and hit on this for those of you that are just joining us. Again, this is a proposal in California. All right? And this has to do with wealthy people. Now, there is a proposal to go after billionaires to help fund some healthcare things. Okay? There's not enough billionaires to do that. Besides, they'll figure out what to do. But here's the thing. Here's the other part of this, though, that's could get attached to it. The California has taxed the income of millionaires. Now, what they're trying to do, instead of targeting the earnings, the state would levy a tax on the net worth of an individual. That's everything from investments, from investments to property value, and even other assets like jewelry and paintings. Well, look at the value of your home here in this county. It's pretty high. And around California. Just for the sake of arguments, we'll just say $600,000. So that's the one value there. Now you have your other investments and other things attached to that. that's what you'd be taxed on, jewelry and paintings. And I thought, I brought up, well, you know, jewelry and paintings, how are they going to do that? Well, I didn't think about this till this gentleman emailed me, and thank you for doing so. The government will first obtain your jewelry and assorted personnel with wealth information from your insurance provider, where you likely insure your property. They will not bother with the average citizen. Well, however, the average citizen, if they've been in the state of California and they have a house that's worth, again, I'm just throwing out $600,000, and, you know, because when you insure your property, you look, okay, what do I have around the house? Well, I've got two cars. I've got this. I've got that. I've got, you know, a tractor, or, you know, all those things add up money, and pretty quickly. So you may say, well, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have to worry about it. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. They will stop at nothing to get money. Okay, and then I talked about the pitiful grades at the high schools, particularly here in the North County, although they have increased, they're still pathetic. Most of them, anyway. Most of them. And you know about the bond that the school board has been talking about and will continue to talk about, anywhere from, $188 and $220 million more, which you're still paying on the other school bonds as well, including Measure M and the Cuesta. Okay? And the last one was 95. So, school doesn't have money. $4.9 million deficit. Somebody's going to be sending me some information, and it will be the specifics on how they plan to spend for a new cosmetology program at the school. Chris, when you were in high school, Paso Robles High School, did they have a cosmetology program?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I don't remember. Let's see here. I think we just, you know, when I went to school in Louisville, and Gator Boy there in Kentucky, Crocodile Lee, if you remember any extra things that we had, I mean, I know we had some electives. Like, you know, you take a business course or typing or something like that. I forget. But, Chris, do you remember of any, not specifically a cosmetic program or cosmetology program, but something similar that you would kind of like, go, wow, I didn't know we have that at school?
I can't name one off the top of my head, but there certainly were plenty of electives that, you know, I'd see or look through when we're registering for classes and thinking, huh, we have that?
What, you would scratch your head in disbelief or just out of curiosity?
Out of curiosity. Like, I guess one of them, and, you know, you could say whatever you want about it, but ceramics. I didn't know we had a ceramics program, and I think, oh, that's cool, actually.
Okay, I took ceramics in seventh grade. Seventh grade, I had it, and I liked it. I liked it. It was good. We had wood shop or whatever it was called. We had that. Mr. Otto Sapliski. Hey, I can still remember saying these little metal dowels. Little metal dowels. Otto Sapliski. We had that. So those two, which I enjoyed both of them. And I guess the funny or sad thing is I liked those classes a lot, and I absolutely stunk in both of them. I was just not good with the arty stuff. You know, again, I go, oh, yeah, I can't wait to go to class. Even when the stuff turned out bad, I still like doing it. And an indication how bad I was, particularly with the ceramics, that, you know, you do what you get graded on it, and then, you know, you bring it home, right? Show your parents. Mom would not even put these things out on the counter.
Where'd they go? In the trash?
No, she did keep them. I think Linda may have one or two of them, but she would not even put them out on the coffee table or on any cabinets or anything. They were just hideous. And, you know, again, I was kind of oblivious, like, well okay. I knew they weren't good, so it wasn't like, hey, isn't this the greatest thing in the world? And Mom's saying, no, it's not.
Right.
So I was fine with it. But the point was I did like it. I did like it. And, I mean, you know, some of those things, particularly the wood, You know, you developed lifelong skills with something like that. Cosmopolity, I mean, if they have grades where they are substandard in math and English, and we're going to be spending money on that, I can't wait to get the specifics. So thank you for bringing that to my attention, and I'll wait. Let's see here. Another one of these, the fact that you, maybe when you cover it with it, I have no idea what that means. Have no idea what that means. Needs to be a little bit more specific. Okay. All right. Oh, I want to get to this one about the I didn't get to on this young lady years ago. Real quick. By the age of 10, Katherine Johnson was in high school. In 1961, she calculated the trajectory of NASA's first trip into space. She was so consistently accurate that when NASA began to use computers, they had her to check the calculations to make sure they were correct. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing lady. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. In the 1970s, I was living in the San Bernardino Riverside area, and Riverside Community College, or the City College, had a cosmetology class, and it was full. And I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot, too.
Should it be in high school?
No, I was in my 30s, and I...
No. I'm asking, should the class be in high school?
Well, they no longer teach home economics or wood shop or mechanic shop.
Should it be in high school?
No, it's a preparatory for learning for older, you know. And, you know, it teaches a girl or a boy how to cut their own hair even, you know. High school, no, it's more of a business.
Okay, so it's a trade, like for a trade, okay? You graduate high school, and then you go, what do I want to do? Well, maybe I want to do this, I want to do that. I think I'll go to some kind of trade school.
Right. That sounds wonderful. That sounds better than high school. Yeah, reading and writing arithmetic for any grades, one kindergarten to 12th, should be absolutely with the essentials, just... And people don't know how to read. I mean, we can write cursive and be in code. a joke.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks.
All right.
All right. Bye. Okay. We're just about out of time. Oh, boy. Speaking of things, I guess, kind of related. The first nylon stockings go on sale in Delaware, but only to Wilmington residents. Stronger and cheaper than silk stockings, they were the nylon stockings. And they went on sale to the general public the following May. This was in 1939. How about that? And in 1901, how about this? Annie Edson Taylor makes the plunge on what was her 63rd birthday. What was the plunge? Well, she had tested the barrel by sending it over the Niagara Falls with a cat inside. The cat survived. Taylor used a custom-made barrel constructed of oak and iron and padded it with a mattress. After the lid was screwed on and a bicycle tire pump was used to compress the air in the barrel, and except for a small gash on her head, she was unharmed in her adventure. I'd like to know what the cat's reaction was.
Right? They hate water as is.
And I wonder if it was her cat. Because if it was her cat, I'm guessing then her cat probably tore the hell out of her house. Just a guess. So, all right, let's see here. This, can you imagine that today? The animal rights activists going to put this cat and send him over a barrel in Niagara Falls. All right, folks, that is it.
Local news up. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
He's allergic to cats.
Come celebrate the bewitching Morro Bay Witches and Warlocks Paddle this Saturday, the 25th. The event starts at noon, and participants will meet at Coleman Park, located at the north end of Embarcadero. Witches and Warlocks will then take to the waters of Morro Bay against the backdrop of Morro Rock. Pass Rebel School Board will be hosting a special meeting tomorrow, October 25th, 8:30 a.m. in the district boardroom.
There'll be no closed session and no online broadcast available. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Darcy Stebbins and Ken Aganey this afternoon. Open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. I'll be on the country. No, yeah. I'll be on the country store filling in for Diane and Jimmy's in Gearhead Radio. NFL football triple headers starting Sunday at 9:30. Enjoy the weekend and all the festivities. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.